Over thousands of years, human beings have deliberately spread out across the globe, living in the remotest of places, the most extreme climates, and the most unusual conditions. Humans have climbed colossal mountains, dove into massive ocean trenches, even left the planet itself to see the blackness of space. Not everyone has the means or even the interest in becoming an astronaut, a sailor, or a deep-sea diver, but those that do may get the urge to push the frontiers from their genes. David Dobbs is an author and freelance science writer who's written for Wired, The New York Times, and more. His recent article, Restless Genes, was published in National Geographic magazine. He joins us via Skype today. David, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me, Brady.
Well, lots of species migrate, but that's different than what we're talking about here, this human exploration. And in what way?
Well, it is different. Humans move in ways that other mammals don't, that other migrating animals don't. Most migrations are back and forth from one place to another and are driven by a pretty clear biological need. But humans have, Homo sapiens have spread around the globe in the last 50,000 years in a way that almost no other animal has. We seem to have a unique combination of the ability and the desire to explore places and go into new terrain over the horizon, over the ridge, beyond any need that we have. And the moon program is a perfect example. You can think up of practical reasons to go to the moon, but when it came down to it, there was no really great reason to go to the moon other than that we wanted to go there and see what was there. And my article, it looks at how where this urge and ability comes from. And the most exciting thinking on the subject right now is it comes from genes, yes, but also a culture that values exploration and a conversation between our genes and our culture and that reinforces the exploratory aspects of each.
Now, when did that conversation really start up for this species?
It's hard to pinpoint it, but something big happened around 50,000 years ago. Anatomically modern Homo sapiens had been around for 100 to 200,000 years. But suddenly around 50,000 years ago, some combination of things led to an explosion of humankind out of Africa. Now, some of this was being sort of driven out by need, but it quickly carried us around the entire globe in a matter of only about 30,000 years. An extraordinary movement, as Svante Paabo of the Max Planck Institute of Evolutionary Anthropology puts it, no other animal moves like this. No other hominid, none of our human cousins, as it were, like Neanderthal, none of them have spread and expanded their range at the kind of rate that Homo sapiens did. So the question is, what drove us out of Africa and what drove us to the moon and now will probably drive us to Mars?
And that's the question that keeps coming up to me. I mean, when you talk about genes developing in a certain way, the question you ask is, you know, what would the evolutionary benefit be?
Well, there's a lot of evolutionary benefit to exploring new terrain. You find resources you wouldn't otherwise. Sometimes you don't, of course. Things go badly. You develop the capacity to use your imagination, tools for other more practical uses. So there's an ancillary benefit that comes from explorations that may not have a direct practical value. Again, the moon program, the space program has brought us most of the solar technology, solar cell technology we have now. That wasn't given as a reason to develop the moon program, but it was something we developed. Likewise, we developed habits of thinking, a relationship with our technologies, our tools that let us bring our imagination and our tools to exploit things other than just the new terrain we're directly exploring.
So you wind up finding what you were looking for, even if you didn't know that's what you were looking for when you first set out.
Yes, you find what you look for and a lot of other things, which is part of the attraction of exploring. You never know quite what you'll find.
Now, when we talk about genes, the other thing to keep in mind is that this is not simply one or two genes that add up to restlessness or wanderlust. This is a far more complicated process.
It is, and I'm glad you bring that up because there's when we talk about behavioral genetics, there's often an understandable impulse to try to identify a single gene that accounts for some complex behavior, you know, one gene that accounts for why we explore. Now, there, the article looks at one gene that's been talked about contributing to the exploratory urge, but it's never that simple with complex behaviors. And what's attractive to me as someone who's been writing about genetics and behavioral genetics a lot over the last 2-3 years is that this exploration is a great example of how these complex human behaviors and traits rise from an ongoing conversation across time and many generations between our genetic capacities, our capacity for imagination that developed through brain genes, our capacity for mobility that developed that we have because we're built with, you know, we stand up and we can have our hands free while we explore. We have those things, but they led to the creation of a culture that amplified our abilities. And then another culture outside that values the ability to explore and the urge to explore. So even if you yourself aren't hot to, as one astronaut put it to me, strap a rocket to your butt and go into space, it's neat enough to you. You admire this and you value that urge enough that you'll help write the check so that the astronaut can do it and we can find out what we find out.
And is that, as we get into further and further explorations, and I'll ask you just briefly, you know, as we talk about something like Mars or something that seems even more dangerous than anything we've attempted before, does that still hold or do people start to back off a little bit and there's less of a cultural respect for the sort of more outlandish kinds of exploration?
I think this is a sustaining thing that the human culture is one that very much values exploration, and we still do. There is still the desire to go to Mars, even though it's sort of a crazy idea. And this will stay with us. I think this has become an inherent part of human nature.
David Dobbs is author of the forthcoming book, The Orchid and the Dandelion, and most recently of the National Geographic article, Restless Genes. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Coming up, Haiti, 3 years after the devastating earthquake from which the island nation is still recovering, and a complicated national history. That's when word of mouth continues